Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trevor Woods here from SB Nation's Maize and Brew with another special guest in our draft coverage this week. We're talking to Team Exos and Brent Callaway, who was on site in Texas where Michigan running back Hassan Haskins did some of his training leading up to the NFL Combine, an event in which he put up 27 bench presses of 225 pounds, the best at running back. But there's a bunch of people at Team Exos in Texas, Trayvon Walker included. So first question for you, Brent, how exciting is this few days of the draft, culmination of, you know, months of hard work, and now you're seeing guys you got to know on a personal level thrive and be drafted in the first round and so on?
Awesome. Trevor, first, thank you for for talking to me and reaching out. It's such an amazing time, such an amazing period to be able to help athletes, you know, achieve their goals and be a part of the success and the career that they're building. We're happy to service that. And we had a number of phenomenal athletes that came through our program this year. And it's really one where, you know, athletes come in and have a phenomenal college career and have done so much work at the collegiate level. We basically come in to help, aim that in the right direction, clean up some processes that may need a little bit of special attention, educate athletes in some areas that they need to have knowledge on when they're going through the evaluation process, and then train, right? So let's reinforce those pieces, and let's knock this thing out of the park. And we had a great group of guys, with Hassan being one of them. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with loads of Michigan athletes in the past, too. And so they're always wonderful kids when they come through, and happy to support them.
Yeah, so speaking of training, 38% of the athletes that were invited to the Combine worked with Exos, and you guys have trained 206 first-round picks for the Combine since 1999, so obviously highly impressive, and that includes 50% of the first-round picks a year ago in 2021. So I'm curious what the day is like being in the, you know, Exos bubble, so to speak.
Sure. That's a great question, too. Like, the day in the life. And it's challenging. It really is challenging for the athletes. But, it's their first glimpse at professional sports. And so, you know, an athlete will walk in the doors roughly 7:30 in the morning, they have breakfast, which we provide them. That breakfast is brought in by one of our providers, or it is served from our chefs in house. And those meals are guided by our dietitian, specific for the athlete, for fueling purposes, recovery purposes, etc. Some athletes come in with weight gain goals, some with weight loss goals. At the end of the day, it's all about kind of fitting into the right mold for the team and the athlete to perform. So there are multiple avenues that we're trying to accomplish there. With somebody like Hassan, you have an athlete who's coming in in very good condition, but if we can get 2 to 3% change in body composition, drop a little bit of body fat so that he moves better, he feels more comfortable when he's doing so, and can produce a little bit more force, and then also teaching him how to fuel himself properly so that he recovers better and faster. We've got excellent pre and post-workout supplementation that our dietitian's guide. So went a little bit tangential right there, but they're going to have breakfast, and then they'll go through a speed session, or multi-directional speed session, where those athletes will work on either 40-yard dash work if they're training specifically for the NFL Combine. They'll work on multi-directional technique, changing direction, et cetera. We'll work on some of the tests that the athletes have to go through, and kind of the foundational movement capacities that they'll need to be able to do that. And then they have lunch. After they have lunch, there is a small group position work session, which basically takes the feel of like the individual block of practice. So Hassan was working with other running backs that were with us in a small group, and going through the running back drill specifically. He's catching balls, he's moving through the different drills that the athletes will be asked to do at the NFL Combine, and skills that running backs need. So they have an hour-long block there. Then they come back in the afternoon at roughly 3 o'clock for a strength session. So they have about an hour-long lift, and they usually finish with a little bit of physical therapy, and then they grab their dinner and go home. So you're looking at anywhere from 7:30 in the morning until about 5 to 5:30 in the afternoon, and then pushing into the early evening. And then on top of that, you still have the needs of the teams and the interviews that the athletes are going through. So they'll usually go home and end up on Zoom calls and phone calls with scouts and teams and things of that sort as they're kind of making their way through the process.
Now, let's just get to Hassan for a second. And you were around him a good amount of time. Give us the scouting report of Hassan Haskins, not only the player, but the person.
Yeah, Hassan's great, isn't he? I mean, he's such a world-class individual. He's all about work, which is phenomenal. You always want to see that. Just personality-wise, you have a guy that you can depend on, that he's going to show up. He's going to show up with intent. He's going to come into the facility with the ability in mind to get better every day at whatever you're challenging him with. He is a conscientious individual. He knows what he needs to focus on. He attacks that on a regular basis, and that's what you want out of pro athletes, And so it was great to have him here and that right. And then physically, when you look at him, he's such a special individual. From a running back standpoint, we were able to work with Najee Harris last year, and I've said to many teams that Hassan's frame and his build and the way he moves reminds me a lot of Najee, and his his ability to get that size and that frame moving at a high rate of speed, and the change in direction ability and all those pieces. He's a very physically gifted individual.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that change of direction, because Hassan, as powerful as he is, he was among the leaders in broken tackles and then yards after first contact in 2021. Hassan also very reliable, never fumbled in college. And, then you look at a guy like a quarterback of Pitt, Kenny Pickett, who fumbled 38 times in his Pittsburgh career. That is such a great skill, especially at the running back position. And then Hassan, he plays special teams, a very good gunner on special teams. And he also has a chip on his shoulder. I've talked to Hassan a couple times the past couple months, and some teams didn't think he could catch footballs, and he's adamant that he has solid hands and can catch the football. So we're speaking right now on Friday afternoon. Hassan has not been drafted yet. Later tonight, it'll be rounds 2 and 3. But what would you say to a team who has any doubts about taking Hassan, whether it's, you know, second round, third round, fourth round? Why should they draft him?
Sure, great question. You know, Trevor, when you're looking for a running back, you need dependability. You need to have faith in that individual. You need to have somebody who can tote the rock for you on a regular basis, and then who can check the box on, you know, being an every down back. And that's what you get with Hassan. You get the combination of speed, power, and mobility, change of direction, and then also, you know, coming in at 227 pounds or wherever he, you know, will be right within that work, that range. You got somebody that can be on the field all three downs and be able to accomplish pass pro very effectively, and then also get in the middle and bang when he needs to as well. So, yeah, I think you have somebody who can do it all, and then, you know, you wrap all of that up with a nice bow of a very professional individual who is a higher level thinker and you know, really attacks every day, you know, like an all pro would. So that there's no doubt that he's going to be a great pro when it's time to go.
And last question for you here, Brent. Now, Exos, they have multiple locations. One of which is yours, the Texas site. Then there's a San Diego site, a Phoenix site, and so on. But the Texas site, they had a couple top five picks and the top pick overall in Walker, and then Sauce Gardner in the top five as well. How rewarding was that last night to have a couple guys from Exos at your site specifically get drafted in the top five?
Yeah, you bet. It was phenomenal. And you can throw Derek Stingley in there too. He was with us also.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, three out of the top four. It's just, you know, Trevor, it's so amazing to watch athletes who have really dedicated their all to, you know, to this process and wrap their amateur careers up perfectly. And you see how hard they work, and you see the hours that they put in when nobody's looking. I mean, sometimes we go through this process of January and February, and it's like, you know, people just think that the athletes disappear and they're getting rest. And these guys, you know, like Trayvon and Sauce are guys that reported into our building within 48 hours of playing, you know, in the CFP or the national championship game. You know, think about that for a second. They just went through their collegiate career and their season that they went through and had, you know, great years in and of themselves and played a really long time and a really long season. And then they finish their last game, they take a shower, they pack a bag, and they report to training. It's like, you know, good grief. So there's no rest for the weary inside of that, and these guys really attack the day. And you have three athletes that, you know, out of the top four like that are grinding and have, you know, they're enjoying the process with it. So it's really awesome to see. It's great to see the smiles on their faces. It's fantastic to see, you know, the huddles with the families who you've gotten to build relationships with, and the agencies that are working with them and helping them out. So it's really something that every year is very special, and I cherish it. And you know, last night my family was in a room with me, so we have it on the big screen TV, and my 8-year-old daughter's walking around with a list, and she's celebrating and marking names off the list. So you know, it's a fun family event for all of us.
Yeah, it sure is fun, special, and I hope our listeners enjoyed this conversation because, yeah, like you said, this is something that not everybody's aware of, that, you know, so many athletes chose to hit it hard for so long. The process is, you know, a long and winding road, and a lot of these prospects choose to get locked down with Exos to train for the combine and to get ready for the NFL draft. So definitely Exos at the forefront of what's revolutionizing the game of football and the prospects that are the future of the game. So Brent, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you for having me.